Lisa Murkowski, Alaskans should not question FBI's raid of Mar-a-Lago. By Wendell Hasebo on September 15, 2022. 21-year incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., said Alaskan voters should not question the FBI's decision to raid former President Trump's private residence at Mar-a-Lago. Speaking on the With All Due Respect podcast with Andrew Halcrow, Murkowski said, "We are branding our law enforcement to the point where, are we trusting our law enforcement?" She rhetorically asked about the FBI's raid. "Are we trusting those who are there to protect our citizenry?" Murkowski failed to acknowledge a former president has never been raided by his political opponent in American history. Instead, she blamed many Republicans for condemning the FBI's actions. "I'm talking about people who, before they knew a single thing, before they knew what was coming out of the Mar-a-Lago, they had made a decision about whether or not the FBI was once again on a rampage to bring somebody down or whether or not, you know, Trump brought it upon himself," she said. Murkowski then blamed Americans, and not Biden's FBI, for politicizing American society. "Everything is becoming politicized. And when everything is politicized, then you have people that look at it through the lens of red or blue, R or D, shirts or skins. That's not a good place for America to be." Later in the interview, Murkowski said she would work with Democrats to pass many policies that are counterproductive to the American First movement. "I'm working with them to advance things," she said in reference to Biden's massive federal spending packages, including the Biden administration's inflation-fueling infrastructure bill. In the past 2 years, Murkowski has voted with Democrats 9 times. "I'm not a fan of this administration," she claimed. "I think a lot of their policies have really hurt us. But you know what? They're in office. And they're going to be in office for the next 2 years." Recent polling shows Murkowski is tied with Trump-endorsed Kelly Tshibica heading into the November 8 midterm election. Tshibica has promised to not help the Biden administration pass radical policies if she was elected. "We need a senator who will actually fight for Alaska, not bend to the will of the D.C. elites and support Joe Biden's energy-annihilating, job-killing, gun-grabbing radical agenda at every turn. When I'm in the Senate, I will always stand up for Alaska and against the D.C. insiders." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.